Well, Christmas time is coming, and many families across the country are busily looking for a gift for their loved ones and especially for their children. And what could be better than a pet, a cute furry playmate waiting under the tree on Christmas morning, right? Well, not always. Today we have in the studio Dr. Mark Prescott, a veterinarian, who is going to tell us a little bit about the dangers of giving pets as a Christmas gift. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
So tell us, what is wrong with giving a pet as a gift?
Well, it's not that giving a pet as a gift is wrong. It's just the way that many people do it that sometimes causes trouble.
How so?
Well, the first day you bring home a pet, whether it be a dog or a cat or even a canary, is extremely important for the relationship you're going to have with the animal. You have to remember that most of the times the animals are very young, and it is the first time they have been away from their mothers, so of course they are very vulnerable and need to be taken care of and made to feel comfortable in their new home. And if you think of Christmas morning with all the excitement and the presents and all the family gathered around the tree, it's probably the worst time to bring a young animal into your household.
Yes, if you see it from the animal's point of view, it must really look quite mad.
It certainly does. So, a good idea is to tell your children what their present is, maybe by putting a dog collar or something like that under the tree, and then wait a few days until things have settled down before you actually bring the animal home.
Well, that makes sense. And tell me, are certain pets better than others as gifts?
Well, the animal you choose should fit the person who is going to look after it. Many times people bring home a puppy, and at first the children are all excited and play with it all the time, but then school starts again, and they see the puppy needs to be looked after, and the puppy gets kind of forgotten.
And the parents end up looking after it.
Exactly.
You're pretty much better off buying fish then.
Well, actually, it's interesting you should say that, because fish are some of the most difficult pets to care for. You have to keep the fish tank clean and at proper temperature, which can sometimes be rather tricky. So many people who buy fish as a kind of low-maintenance pet end up finding out that it's much harder than they thought.
So what kinds of animals are the easiest to care for?
Well, generally, cage animals are the easiest. By this I mean something like hamsters, birds or even turtles.
Well, now that's definitely an original Christmas gift. Well, Dr. Prescott, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.